There's a group of people out there now with funding behind them for the last 25 years of what penniless. That's the national parks. They have taken serious control over our land. And lads and girls, you need to watch them. Because I tell you one thing. If you listen to some of the stuff they're on Ocean FM, the radio, yesterday morning, from 9 o'clock to half 9, they'll be on about the climate change and climate action and the lovely things and how beautiful the country is looking. But who is it at the expense of? Only the farmers and the landowners. We are losing our grip of our land. This is land that we, our grandfathers and our fathers worked hard for and sold it and paid for and bought it. But the National Parks now is taking over control of our land. And this great buzzword about the carbon that's out there now. We have 80% of this type of land in the west of Ireland. It's the only part of Europe now, because England has left Europe now. We have 80% of this type of land in Europe. It's the most carbon efficient land in the country. But then on the other side of their mouth, they come along and they say 80% of the habitats is damaged. What's their view of damage now? And who caused the damage? Only the National Parks, when they destocked us of our sheep 25 years ago and came in and brought in the Birds Habitat Directive. Every year, they have thousands of acres taken over now. And not too far out the road, out at Ahiski there. They have over 600 acres of land there now. They're on about re-wetting and rewilding. They're abroad, shower of clowns now, driving down sheets of galvanised down on the ground, trying to stop the water. There's a valley here, we say there's a valley here between that hill and here, and they're putting these sheets of galvanised down on the ground now, creating a habitat for the birds. There's two lakes, maybe 20 hectares in each lake, just beside them. But these lads is coming up with these ideas and girls. They have the potential to destroy our land and destroy the habitats that we have protected for centuries. So I'd save it at that. But it's one area that we feel they're coming down on our private, on our lowland, and interfering on our lowland. And they're telling us and dictating to us what we can and we cannot do. There's something like 42 schemes out there. My God almighty. What a clown show and a comedian show they're running above in the Department of Agriculture. And no one is responsible for anything anymore. We had an acre scheme there, we're 2 years into it now, and they still haven't the scheme all decided on. We got 5,000 there last week and some got 4,000, but they might have to pay back 2,000 of that money at the end of the year. I mean, what sort of show is our department running? I'll leave it at that, lads. Come on.